Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And here's the lady who knows all about what's happening in our county. It's Diana Roberts. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Graham.
How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
And Diana, of course, is from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre, just at the top of the high street, and those lovely new sets.
Yes, the sets are lovely, but I was somewhere totally different last night, Graham.
Where were you?
I was at the beautiful Fox Hills.
Oh, lovely.
That place is amazing. And it was for a big event. It was the Surrey Life Food and Drink Awards.
Ah.
And there were 350 people there.
Wow.
It's just grown and grown. It's in its fifth year, and it was just so good. And the talent, and you've got like a Butcher of the Year and pub, restaurant, family friendly, food innovation.
And you were one of the judges, weren't
I
you?
I was one of the judges.
Which
I got
you, what
tea
were you
shops.
Judging?
How jealous
oh,
are you?
Tea shops.
I got tea shops.
How many cream teas did you get?
I had to go and drink tea and eat cake. It's a tough job,
it's
but
tough
someone's
world.
Got to do it.
How
to
difficult
be fair,
was it to actually choose the winner then?
It was horrible. Honestly, it was horrible. There were two that were so close. I had to almost pick something random to separate them because they were just...
And what are you judging them on? Is not just the food, presumably.
No, it's not. I look at their website first. And then obviously because I've got to go there, I judge by the directions given on the website. Do they get me there or do they get me somewhere completely different?
Good point.
I take a look at the outside, the welcome... I take the welcome a bit with a pinch of salt because they know I'm coming, they know I'm a judge. But so I do have a little look about for other people. The look of the inside, the menu, then you talk to the owner or the manager and find out just how much they know about what they're doing.
But I guess you get a bit of a vibe as they're serving
you
and you're having your tea and so you can notice the reaction of other customers. And,
yes.
And how
yes.
they have, I know, toddlers and...
Exactly, whether it's family friendly. I mean, if it's not family friendly, that doesn't matter as long as they're pitched right.
Right.
Because let's face it, there are adults that do not want to go somewhere where there's lots of kids, and that's absolutely fine.
So what's the winner?
The winner was the Dabbling Duck in Shear.
Oh, right, Shear. I know Shear. Yes, I've been there for some time.
I have to say, there was this huge cake, strawberry cake, when I walked in there, and it was so perfect that I thought it was a fake.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was real. And they've got a young guy working for them who makes different cakes, makes all the standard ones that everybody likes, but every week there's a special. And it looked stunning. And I honestly thought it was a fake. It was so perfect.
Really?
So perfect. All the piping, everything.
Didn't want to cut it.
No, I'd been scared to cut it. And they did an Oreo one as well that was just so beautiful. And, yeah, they've just got it. They've got their branding right and they know what they're doing. But it was really difficult. It was. I don't think I want to do tea shops again because it was so hard.
No.
So they were all so lovely and you couldn't have put a cigarette paper between the three of them, to be fair.
No, no.
It's just amazing.
You never know. You might get off licences next year.
Yeah, independent retailer. That's the one you want. That's,
anyway, we've got a lot going on, I'm sure, in the county.
We have indeed, yes. First of all, for the month of October, because we're nearly there, sorry, but we are... you need to keep a lookout for the Big Draw. Now, you can go onto the Big Draw website and you can put your postcode in or your area in and they will tell you what events are going on there. Now, the Big Draw has been going. It's the world's biggest drawing festival. And the object is to get everybody drawing.
Oh, right.
And so, for example, you're probably going to... Do you do drawing?
No.
Right, but you do because you doodle.
Men.
You doodle.
I do doodle.
Doodle's yeah. drawing.
I'm quite good at the spirograph, is that help?
Yeah, doodle is drawing. Everybody does it. So there's lots of fun events using all different materials. Particularly I'll mention one that's happening at Watts Gallery. This is they're doing stuff all the time, 11 till 5 each day. They've got a new drawing activities and new family trail suitable for all ages. And on Sunday the 8th of October, they're doing an animation demonstration where you can use your imagination to draw a fantastic jungle into life by using a flipbook and animation.
Oh, I used to like flipbooks when I was a kid.
And
yeah.
some installation art.
Yeah.
So wherever you look, there's loads going on in Guildford, other towns in Surrey. Go to the Big Draw website and then you'll find out what's on in that in your particular area. But there's stuff for kids, stuff for adults.
I'm sure there's a lot of frustrated artists.
It's also, I mean, it's very therapeutic. I mean, it's actually used a lot in treatment of mental health well, drawing and art, because some people can't express themselves in words, but they can draw it. So it's a wonderful thing, and it just gets you drawing. And if you have a good look, you'll find lots of different things. You've got beginner's classes, you've got expert things, you've got fun stuff, stuff for the little kids, stuff for the big kids, all right the way through. So go and have a look on there. As I find out more about individual events, I'll mention them in weeks to come. Now, this next one, I actually thought Trevor might like this, and you, to be fair. Ben's Records in Guildford.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful emporium of vinyl and absolutely amazing place. They have record fairs regularly at the Guildhall, and there's one on the 30th of September, which is from 9 till 6. They've got about 20 stalls full of records, CDs and posters. They've got music. It's a free event, no booking necessary. Rock up, but you'll be spending. That's what you're into.
It's tempting.
You'll be spending.
Vinyl's very popular now.
It is indeed. The wonderful Payne's Hill at Cobham on the 30th of September from 6:30 in the evening through till 10 o'clock have got a wonderful stargazing event. You can take a tour of the stars and constellations with the Walton Astro Group in Payne's Hill's 18th century landscape garden, observe the Andromeda Galaxy and the great Hercules Cluster M13 from the beauty of the historic landscape as you gaze up into the September sky. And they do include light refreshments. It's £20 for an adult, unless you're a Payne's Hill member, in which case it's 12. Child member is 9, and children 8 plus, non-members 15. So not too bad. Got some expert guidance. If it was something that you wanted to start doing, probably better doing it with, you know, first time with someone holding your hand.
Absolutely, with the experts,
Well, this is a shameless plug for my best friend's pub.
Is there a free drink in this, is there?
There might be. Right, the Keep in Guildford is 10 years old on the 28th of September. 28th to the 30th, they've got events going on. And free entry, no booking. Join the team at the Keep to celebrate their 10th birthday. They've got events and offers available across 3 days. Take a look at their website. Free entry, no booking required. It's a really gorgeous, cosy little place. Very traditional pub. It's completely independent. So there's a bit of a message here of use it or lose it. If we don't use our independent businesses, they won't be around, and everywhere you go will have a logo.
I'm going to say it's everywhere's the same otherwise, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And every menu's the same. You know, you go in a certain brand of pub, and whether you're in Cobham, Dorking or Guildford, it's going to have exactly the same menu.
Yeah, we've got a five variety.
This is different. This is cooked on the premises. Nothing shipped in and heated up. And it's all real wholesome grub, you know, cottage pies and bangs and mash and all that lovely sort of stuff. They've also got over 60 gins there.
Wow.
And an incredibly impressive whiskey collection too. So go along and support the Keep. They're 10 years old. Spinning right forward to this weekend, this Sunday, 24th of September, it is the Surrey Game and Country Fair at Loseley Park. Now, I know I've mentioned this before. You've still got a tiny bit of time, and I mean tiny because I suspect tomorrow morning tickets will go off sale, to get your tickets in advance. And there is a good saving. If you buy in advance, it's £8.50 for an adult and £10 on the gate. So it's worth it if there's a lot of you. A fantastic day at Loseley. And just down the road at Eashing, they've got the ploughing match as well. You've got everything.
Oh, that's fascinating.
From,
that
is so good. So if you've got any little boys who love tractors, they're going to
love getting those straight furrows and so on.
Absolutely.
It's
great, as always at these things, there's loads to see and do, loads of different stalls. I'm actually looking forward to seeing the Bob Hogg Lamb National, recorded as the funniest thing someone's ever seen. Herdwick sheep in their individual colours with wobbling jockeys tackling their own Grand National course.
Oh, right.
With names like Sheargar and Red Ram. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So really fun. They've got gun dogs. They've got falconry team, food hall, shopping, family dog show, and then obviously the flower match down the road. So that's not to be missed. And if you're very quick, you might still get online tickets in advance. A reminder of things sadly coming to an end this weekend. The wonderful Surrey Sculpture Trail at RHS Wisley comes to an end on Sunday. So you've only got a little bit of time to get along there. But I was there the other day didn't get a chance to go right round the garden, so I haven't seen them all. It was a very quick business visit, but the ones that I did see are absolutely stunning, and they so lend themselves to the landscape. I think it's actually a bit of a shame that they're coming down. But
yeah,
hey-ho.
It's a lovely setting for it all.
Oh, it's fantastic. And this is another reminder, because this next event's been going on since the beginning of July, and you have only until the 29th of October, so you have got a little while. That is the most stunning exhibition of Wedgwood pottery at Leith Hill Place in Holmbury St Mary.
Oh, right.
The artefacts have been unseen by the public for over 50 years. Visitors to Leith Hill since April have been treated to this special exhibition of the private collection of the Wedgwood family. And a lot of people have got where I had loads of my wedding, the blue with the white.
Indeed, yes.
So the exhibition's being held in memory of the late Sir Martin Wedgwood, 3rd Baronet, whose widow, Lady Wedgwood, helped to curate the exhibition. And new research has also brought to light that when the collection was originally shown by the Wedgwood family, it included a display of jasperware trays with their cups and saucers in different colours upstairs in the long gallery of the original Elizabethan house at Leith Hill. So it's got lots of connections to the place. Well worth a trip. Going along, it's open Friday to Sunday, 11 till 5, and normal admission applies. So go along and see that. I was actually on the receiving end of a press release with some photos in there. Wow. Gorgeous. Right, can I mention the C word yet?
Go on then.
Okay. Well, this is a C word tongue-in-cheek here.
Happy.
Hmm?
Happy.
No, it's better than that.
Right.
This is a book launch by an amazing local author called Paul Carenza. Now, Paul Carenza has written for the Miranda Show.
Oh, really?
And he's done Edinburgh Fringe, and he won ITV's Take the Mic Award for his stand-up comedy. So he's written a book called Hark, the Biography of Christmas, and it's got lots of local references. He's been on Not Going Out, Top Gear, TI5 Friday, and he's taking you on a sleigh ride through the history of Christmas, including one or two stops in some familiar Guildford locations. It's really early in the season, but to mark the fact that his book was out on the 15th of September, Hark, the Biography of Christmas, travels through 12 dates of Christmas, becoming what it currently is, from carols, Christ and crackers, to snow, Santa, Scrooge and Slade. To launch it, there's a short talk and a reading, plus some festive nibbles, drinks available, and of course books for signing, selling and stuffing the stocking, which is a good idea because it's a really good Christmas present as well. So expect, as he puts it here, expect the odd joke, possibly from a cracker. Way
it's
to go,
cracker.
Paul. Right, tickets are free, but they are limited and must be reserved by emailing hohohumbug@gmail.com.
Oh, lovely.
Gotta love Mr. Carenza. And that takes place at the Keep as well. And we've got one here. I've got two good ones now to finish off with. West Horsley Place, as in home of the late Lady Roxburgh, inherited by Bamber Gascoigne, has got a food festival taking place on the 6th to the 8th of October. Suggest you get in quick with the tickets. Adult ticket is only £6 just for the food festival. If you want to go around the gardens, it's £9. And if you really want to be uber nosy and see the gardens, there's another price. We're not selling that. You have to go on there online, but you can actually have a VIP tour of the house and champagne and access to the gardens, and that's £25 for an adult. You need to book that in advance. Tickets can be got for visitguildford.com. They've got Billy and Jack, MasterChef finalists. They've got Rob Kennedy, the executive chef from the Royal Military Academy in Sandhurst, with over 85 culinary awards, including 20 gold medals. You've got Stéphane Reynaud, French chef and cookery writer. The Allergy Mums, Fiona and Ellie. Marlo Renton from Wild Foods UK, who leads a foraging walk, and Jack Sturgis, the wonderful Jack from Bake with Jack, who teaches bread making. Well worth it. You can go and have a really good nose and have a little look where the new opera house is.
Yes, and I remember Bamber Gascoigne doing University Challenge all those years ago.
I know.
His starter for 10.
Yes, well, here's your finisher for 10.
Yes.
Date for your diary, 3rd of October. On that day, you can get into RHS Wisley for free.
Oh, right.
So if you're not already a member, that's the diary date, 3rd of October, from 10 till 6, and it's all about the autumn, and you can get in for free.
What a great idea. Well, Diana, thank you so much for taking us through everything going on in the county, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. And of course, if people want to find out more,
they can go to visitguildford.com and they'll find more about all those events I've mentioned.
Right, have a great week.
Thanks, Graham.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.